With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Turtles look for a place to nest this time of year in Wisconsin. That means female turtles climb out of rivers and lakes to crossroads and lay their eggs in upland habitat. One rehabilitation center says it's been a particularly deadly season for the turtles, as high numbers have been brought into their center after being hit by passing cars. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke to local experts about their concerns.
Every year in late May and June, Wisconsin's 11 species of turtles crawl out of the lakes, rivers, creeks, and ponds they've been submerged in all winter. It's their nesting season, and female turtles want to find a nice, safe spot to lay their eggs in upland habitat. To find those areas, they risk life and limb crossing roads and yards. The Wisconsin DNR and specialists at rehabilitation centers both want the public to be extra aware of crossing turtles this time of year. Andrew Badgey, a conservation biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, says the goal is to keep our common species common.
As turtles, adult females especially, are being hit on roadways and stuff like that, and in addition, the fact that there's a lack of baby turtles coming back into these wetland and aquatic habitats in those areas, those populations are suffering a lot more than some of the areas where our habitats are more complete and safe from some of these added pressures.
Northwoods Wildlife Center, a wildlife rescue service in Minocqua, has seen over 25 injured turtles. Amanda Shermer is their director of wildlife rehabilitation.
Unfortunately, I'll be honest, it's not been a good year for them. We've had a lot of cases where we were not able to save them, unfortunately. So those ones have been humanely euthanized.
If you see a turtle on the roadside and it's safe to move it, Shermer encourages people to do so because the next person driving past may not see the animal and might accidentally hit it. If you do hit a turtle, she encourages you to bring it into a rehabilitation center.
I'd say I can fix more than people think I can. We have pain medications, we have antibiotics and things like that we can also use because that shell being fractured is treated like an open fracture because that is a bone. So we'll treat it as such.
Shermer says that turtles can live for some time with ultimately deadly, painful injuries after a collision with a car, and she wanted people to know that the center offers humane euthanasia for those scenarios. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Two people on a motorcycle suffered serious injuries when a woman pulled out in front of them in Lincoln County. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says it happened shortly afternoon yesterday at the intersection of County K and County Q in the town of Scott. Preliminary investigation showed a Dodge Caravan driven by an 88-year-old Merrill woman pulled out onto Highway K from Highway Q. A 55-year-old Oklahoma man driving a motorcycle on County K didn't have enough time to react and hit the caravan in the middle of the driver's side. The motorcycle driver and a 47-year-old Oklahoma woman on the back of the bike were taken to Aspira-Wausau Hospital, and the driver was then flown to UW Medicine Hospital for advanced care. The driver of the caravan was taken to Aspira-Merrill Hospital. A reconstruction of the crash was done by the Wisconsin State Patrol. The Rhinelander District Library enlisted the help of the city's mascot, the Hodag, to raise awareness for their capital campaign. Tuesday afternoon, the Hodag stood on top of the library's roof, waving to drivers and community members passing by. Tuesday's event was inspired by the book Librarian on the Roof. In the real-life story, the librarian stays on the library's roof for a week to fundraise for the children's section. Taking inspiration from the story, library officials in Rhinelander invited the Hodag to raise awareness for the building's renovation and reconstruction project. Denise Chodacki is the Children's Services Manager for the Rhinelander District Library.
With the fundraising and the new building, the plans for the new building is a dedicated children's space. So we will be able to not have to fight for meeting room space and hopefully share that space with the community as well.
Last week, library officials announced plans for a multi-million dollar improvement project at the Rhinelander District Library. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Summer fairs across Wisconsin kick off this week. Fairs are often an opportunity for people to interact with farm animals they don't normally get a chance to. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging people to take some extra precautionary steps because of the ongoing spread of avian flu. This strain of avian flu has been able to transfer from poultry to dairy herds, and there have been 3 confirmed cases of humans getting it from working on dairy farms. None of those cases have been in Wisconsin. 2 have been in Michigan. Tom Haupt with DHS says the risk to people remains low.
We are preparing ourselves as if we're going to have cases, and we're going to be working with the local public health departments and providers to be sure that we're testing people who need to be tested. But we also want to assure the public that it's not a panic situation as yet. And as I said, the risk is very low at this particular point of mammals to human transmission of high-path avian influenza, H5.
If you go to fairs or petting zoos this summer, DHS recommends washing your hands or using hand sanitizer after touching animals, staying away from animals that appear sick, take off clothes or shoes that were worn around animals when you get home, and stay home if you're sick. Dr. Angie Maxted is the state public health veterinarian.
Just basic common sense measures will go a long way against H5N1 or any other disease that animals may have.
This year's fair season takes place as DHS and DADCAP continue to monitor cases of virus in dairy herds, wild birds, and domestic poultry flocks. Lactating cows must test negative for H1N1 before being allowed in fairs or exhibitions. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.